Are you a mum looking for some parenting inspiration, tips and advice, stories on the ups and downs we face in our lives as parents, some humour and a little bit of fun? Then you may have just found what you're looking for. Hi and welcome to the Parenting in the Thick of It show. I'm your host Louise Clark, a certified parent coach known to many as your parenting partner. As a mum to three teenagers, you can bet I've probably been there, done that, and heard it all. Trust me, there'll be few things that I haven't experienced firsthand. I created this podcast because I just love to help mums like you find ways to navigate life in the thick of it and find a way out of it. Episode 613. Okay, so you lost your shit. Now what? Thank you so much for tuning in today as I sit and think about what I'm going to share with you with regard to this subject, because we all lose it, but it's really important to have a plan and a procedure for what you do off the back of losing it with your kids. So if you're tuning into this for the first time and you're a new listener, thank you so much for tuning in and finding the show. I'm so happy you found me. For those of you who are regular listeners and who have not yet headed over and rated and reviewed this show, I would be really grateful if you could perhaps take a minute or two to head over onto your platform that you tune in on, maybe Spotify, iTunes, wherever you're listening through, and rate and review the show. It really helps other people find the support they need. And also, if you know someone who is struggling, then perhaps you could copy this link and send them the link to this episode. Or actually send them the link to episode 611, where I did a one of two part series. If you listen regularly, you'll know that 611 was on the subject of why do I continually get triggered by bad behavior? And I talked about behavior, bad behavior, socially unacceptable behavior, and what we can do in the moment to control ourselves so we don't lose our shit. Then in episode 612, I talked about why you lose your shit. Why do I lose my shit? What is it? Because if you listened or you haven't listened, I'll give you a little sneak preview. It's not your kids who are triggering you. And if you're new to that, you'll be like, what? Of course it's my kids. How can she say that? You want to hit stop on this record right now and say, I'm not listening to this. I need to blame my kids. It's their fault. They're horrible. They're beasts. They're monsters. No, it's not them. It is an emotional experience within you that is being triggered. For those of you who've listened, hopefully you understand that now. And so while I was recording that, I thought I would record another episode today, 613, as to what to do after things have gone south. You've lost it. You might have shouted, yelled, blamed, shamed, made them feel guilty. They're crying. You're upset. Slammed doors. I get it. I've been there. So what do you do in those moments? Well, you know, obviously, if I was asking this in one of my coaching classes and I put it out to the group on Zoom or said in the chat box, what are you going to do after you've lost it with your kids? Most people would write, well, I'd apologize. But how you apologize is key. And there's one thing that you need to do before you apologize. I believe if you don't do this, it's very hard to be genuine with your apology to anyone else. Any guesses? In the chat box, type in, no, I'm joking. But think about it now. What do you think the one thing is that you need to do before you apologize to your kid? You need to forgive yourself. You need to accept that you lost your shit. Put your hand on your heart and say, it's okay. I lost it. And have some compassion for yourself, because I know you are doing your level best to be the best parent you can be. But things just went awry for a moment, maybe multiple moments. But you have to forgive yourself for that. Because if you can't do that, you can't move forward. You're stuck. You're stuck in that guilt-shame cycle, which is no use to anyone. You cannot show up in control of yourself when you are caught in the guilt, shame, blame yourself, self-sabotage cycle. So put your hand on your heart right now and take a couple of breaths. And say to yourself, it's okay. I am doing my best. I made a mistake. I forgive myself. And hopefully you said that after me. Because just me doing that to myself right now, I did it. I said it. I feel instantly calmer. And I feel like I'm okay. You know what? I fucked up. I made a mistake. I lost my shit. But it's okay. Provided I now take the next step and I complete the circle of forgiveness and apology. And I repair the relationship with my child. Repair. Split that into re and pair. You're going to pair yourself and your child together again. And repair the relationship. Because the relationship gets frayed. Every time we have an argument and a slam door and a few harsh words, it's not good for a relationship. But if we can circle back and apologize and go through the process, then not only does it repair your relationship, but it does something even more powerful for your child. You are role modeling to them that it's okay to make mistakes, provided you apologize afterwards and repair the relationship or any damage that's been done. How powerful is that? That your kids grow up seeing you role model this incredible skill to them so that they take it on for themselves and in their own lives they can do the same thing. So you forgive yourself first and then you go to your child. And there's a couple of key things that you need to say. You make it as simple as possible and you make it age and stage related. Remember, if your kid is under the age of 7, their prefrontal cortex is not fully mature. In other words, they can't process a lot of complex information. They haven't got the wiring yet. They don't have much logic or rationale, so keep it really simple. The older your child is, the more detailed you can be. But what I do urge you to do is keep excuses out of it. So in other words, if you're going to apologize, don't say, I'm really sorry I shouted at you, but if you'd just put your bowls in the kitchen as I asked, I wouldn't have had to shout. That takes away the power of the apology in the moment. We all know that they should be putting their bowls away, that they left their backpack on the school field, that they slept in, they didn't get off their phones, they snuck another phone into their room, they've been online all night. Whatever it is, don't say, if you didn't do that or hadn't done this, I wouldn't have lost it with you. There's no point apologizing. It doesn't feel good when someone says to you, no, I'm really sorry for what I did, but if you'd been on time, I wouldn't have been upset. No, if you're going to apologize, you apologize and you don't go to the excuses. Now, you can use it in a clever way afterwards. So you say, I'm really sorry I shouted at you last night. I blamed you. I made you feel guilty. That was wrong. I should not have done that. And I'm really, really sorry. I made a mistake. I lost control of myself. These are all words you can say to them so they can actually see, okay, what happened and what is mum saying here? It's all about you and you lost control of yourself. Don't blame them, otherwise you're just going to get caught right back into that cycle again, and you'll end up arguing. The other really important piece, probably the most important piece that you have to say, and it ties into what I've just been talking about, is you say, it's not your fault. And you might be listening to this and again wanting to stop the recording and say, I'm not listening to this shit anymore because of course it was my kid's fault. No, you have to tell them it's not their fault. Because if they feel it's their fault, it's going to create a whole load of wounds and emotional experiences in them that they do not need to carry, do not need to bear. It is not their fault you lost it, no matter what they did. It is your fault that you are not able to control yourself. My fault that I couldn't control myself. I'm a big girl now and I should be able to control myself, even in the face of the most hideous, horrible, obnoxious, stinking, foul things they might say or do. I have to be able to control myself. It's not their fault. So this is a key thing that you need to say to them. Otherwise, they're going to blame themselves for making mummy mad, making mummy upset. It's my fault. I'm a bad girl. I'm a bad boy. I didn't do what I was told. They're going to feel shamed. The other thing that you can put across to them is, and which I mentioned in episode 611, which I talked about separating the deed from the doer, you make sure they know you love them no matter what they say or do, because you do. You don't love what they said and you don't love what they did, but you love them. This is paramount. They need to know that. Saying this does not make the behavior acceptable. It doesn't. I'm not being permissive to the behavior here. The behavior is what it was, and it was unacceptable. But they are not bad kids. The behavior they chose was quote unquote bad. Hopefully you see the difference there. So you're going to forgive yourself, you're going to apologize to them, and you're going to tell them it's not their fault, and I love you, despite what you said, what you did. I love you. You know that, don't you? You then say to them, I'm going to try harder. I have to do better. And I'm doing some homework on this. They'll probably laugh. You say, you know what, when you do your math homework, I'm going to do my mummy homework, my daddy homework. And I'm going to get better at being able to control myself. Because isn't that what this is all about? Raising ourselves, raising our bars to control ourselves in the face of whatever they say or do. That's the goal to me. So I need to do my homework. So you're going to go back to episode 611 and listen to it again. And back to 612. Listen to it again. Go to the books that I recommended. I'll say them again. Show Up for Yourself by Janet Philbin Roth. How to Do the Work by Nicole LaPera. A Radical Awakening by Dr. Shefali Sabari. The High Five Habit by Mel Robbins. It is through doing that type of work, and there are millions of books out there. These are just a few that I really relate to. I like them. They've helped me. I go and I do the work so that I don't have to apologize for my bad behavior, for me losing my shit. So can you see the cycle here? You have to understand triggers deeply in order to be able to parent well. You have to be able to, you have to do the work to reparent that little boy or little girl inside you that is screaming to be seen and heard, who is not being seen and heard in the face of your children. And you have to see and hear them yourself and reclaim your worth. And then when you lose your shit, because you will, I'm going to lose my shit. I know I will, because I'm not the Buddha mum and you're not the Buddha dad. It's okay. Now you know what you're going to do. You're going to forgive yourself. You're going to apologize to your child, say the various things, and you're going to go back to the drawing board and do some more work so that hopefully you don't lose it as often and you then have to apologize less. And you're role modeling to your children the entire cycle that it is okay to make a mistake, that it is not okay to blame and shame anyone. And you're not blaming and shaming your kids anymore, so they won't blame and shame other people. Can you see how the pattern just repeats? When you start to understand this, you can see the pattern in your parents if they're still alive, or you can remember the patterns that were created, and you can begin to see the patterns that were in them and why that pattern has been passed down on a silver platter to you. Let's break the pattern. And this is how you do it. So hopefully you've enjoyed this episode on what to do when you've lost your shit. I think that completes the circle. And you've got lots to work from in these three episodes. Super important episodes. I say that about every episode I record. But these ones are really kind of bang on the buck. This is it. This is parenting in a nutshell. This is all we have to do. I say all with a huge smile on my face and I'm laughing because it's a boatload of work to be able to control yourself more often than not. It takes time and effort. You can't just stop shouting. You're wired, you're hardwired to react when you're not seen and heard and understood. You're hardwired to react when you are made to feel that you're not good enough, but it's not the other person making you feel you were not good enough. It's you believing you were not good enough. So believe you're good enough. Stop the self-sabotage, self-criticism, self-doubt. Reclaim your worth. And slowly but surely, you will inch along and reclaim more of who it is you are and appreciate yourself for all the amazing things you've done. The person you are in your core, in your spirit, in your essence. And that will fuel you to shine brightly and be able to control yourself more in the face of difficult situations. So I hope you've enjoyed this show. Please reach out to me, Louise, at Your Parenting Partner. Let me know what you think of the show. I would love to know if in these three episodes you feel you understand this subject more. Please reach out to me, louise@yourparentingpartner.com, or DM me on Instagram, louiseclark.ypp. Send me a direct message. Let me know what you think of these three episodes. And is there anything you'd like to know more about that you don't quite understand, that you're confused? I don't want to leave you confused. I want you to have concrete steps as to what you should do in certain situations. And if you haven't rated and reviewed this show, please do. I'd be so grateful. So would all these parents who don't know that this show exists. They would really benefit from it. So rate and review it, share it, post it on your social media pages. Tag me when you do. I love it when people tag me and I know that they're putting it out there. It's awesome. And as always, a huge thank you to you for listening, for tuning in and taking the time to listen to me. It means the world to me. I love giving. I will continue to give. So till next time, bye for now. That's it for today's episode on the Parenting in the Thick of It show. If you enjoyed the show, please do share it with your friends and family. And remember, if you find yourself stuck in the thick of it and can't see a way out of it, please send me an email. I would love to help you. My email is louise@yourparentingpartner.com. And don't forget to take a look at the Parenting in the Thick of It family organizer that I created. It's an evergreen family calendar guaranteeing 12 months of use from whenever you start. It also includes beautifully illustrated, informative, and interactive monthly parenting theme pages to guide you through the year. It's the perfect organizer for busy families to keep track of all their activities, plus help parents be the best parent they can be. It's more than just a calendar. You can find the link for this and the other social media platforms that I am on below the description in this episode. Thank you so much for listening today, and I look forward to being with you all soon. Bye for now.